USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the daily coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says, hang on, help is on the way.
My administration is rapidly implementing the largest emergency economic relief package in American history. You've seen what's been happening. Billions of dollars in small business loans have already been processed through Paycheck Protection Program. So we went out on Friday, and literally it's become so popular. It's been worked with the banks. They get it to the small business. It's all about employment. It's all about jobs. We want you to keep your jobs. Give small business funding to keep the workers on the payroll. And we're sending direct cash payments to millions of Americans and rushing aid to the hardest hit industries. We're saving industries. We will be, you'll be seeing it.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The United Nations General Assembly is calling for a multinational approach to fighting the coronavirus pandemic in its first resolution on the issue. On Thursday, meeting in New York City by video conference, the body advised intensified international cooperation to contain, mitigate, and defeat COVID-19, noting the severe disruption to societies and economies, as well as to global travel and commerce, and the devastating impact on the livelihood of the people. They also added that the poorest and most vulnerable are the hardest hit by the virus. The resolution called Global Solidarity to Fight the Coronavirus Disease 2019 was approved by consensus. It's the United Nations' first approved document on the pandemic, which globally has infected over 1 million people and killed over 53,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Social Security recipients will be getting their stimulus checks even if they were not required to do their 2019 tax forms. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
If you receive disability or Social Security benefits from the government, the IRS, and the U.S. Department of Treasury has announced Social Security recipients will not be required to file a simple tax return in order to receive stimulus payments under the CARES Act. The announcement reverses guidelines issued on March 30th that individuals who haven't filed federal tax returns for 2018 or 2019 would need to file their return to receive payment. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file that tax return do not need to take any action and will automatically receive their payments directly to their bank account.
The president says he's still hoping the U.S. economy can turn around soon despite the virus pandemic. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
We have to open our country again.
That's President Trump at yesterday's coronavirus task force briefing, saying Americans shouldn't be sitting around, and he wants to reopen the nation as quickly as possible.
We don't want to be doing this for months and months and months. We're going to open our country again.
As many health experts say, the next 2 weeks will be critical to stopping the spread of the pandemic. There's some talk that the president is sending mixed messages about what people should be doing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.